From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the migrant crisis in Europe. German Chancellor Angela Merkel faced down jeering anti-immigrant protesters in Heidenau Wednesday, saying her country has no tolerance for shameful and repulsive treatment of refugees seeking asylum there. Meanwhile, refugee chaos reigned in southern Hungary, with police firing tear gas at a migrant center where about 200 migrants refused to be fingerprinted. The government of Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists have agreed to end ceasefire violations in the eastern part of the country on September 1st, the first day of school. The truce was negotiated by the Trilateral Contact Group under the auspices of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The two sides agreed in February to a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, but sporadic fighting has continued. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir signed a peace agreement aimed at ending nearly 20 months of fighting between government forces and rebels led by his former deputy. Mr. Kiir expressed reservations while signing the agreement Wednesday during a ceremony in the capital, Juba. The government has previously objected to power-sharing provisions, calls to demilitarize Juba, and putting foreign peace monitors in South Sudan. Selling by investors in China drove Shanghai stock prices down again Wednesday, despite traders' early hopes that 5 days of losses could be reversed. Meanwhile, Wall Street surged at the beginning of trade Wednesday. Brokers in the West said investors were regaining confidence after the market turmoil that peaked last week when China devalued its currency. This is VOA News. European Union ministers are to meet in Paris Saturday to look for ways to tighten regional security after last week's attack on a high-speed train traveling from the Netherlands to France. Lisa Bryant reports prosecutors have formally charged a suspect with terrorism.
An inquiry is in progress to find out more about Moroccan-born Ayoub El-Ghazani, the man accused of launching Friday's thwarted attack aboard the high-speed Thalys train. At a news conference here, Paris prosecutor François Molins dismissed the suspect's claim that he was not a jihadist, but rather a homeless man planning to rob a train.
Il y a donc lieu aujourd'hui de considérer.
Molins said Ghazani is accused of acting with terrorist purposes. He said the Moroccan had used a mobile phone to watch a jihadi video calling for violence minutes before the attack. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
NATO says two gunmen wearing Afghan Defense Forces uniforms attacked a military compound in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province Wednesday, killing two coalition service members. It says coalition troops returned fire, killing both of the shooters. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says he will not permit international observers for any future elections. He cited what he called foreign interference in his country's 4-year civil war. Mr. Assad was interviewed in his office in Damascus. A fired TV reporter Wednesday shot and killed another reporter and a cameraman as they were doing a live on-the-street interview.
We want people to come here to say that.
The person being interviewed was wounded in the incident. The attack took place near Roanoke in southwestern Virginia. The gunman, Vester Flanagan, shot himself when confronted by police outside Washington, D.C., and later died. The black shooter called himself a powder keg of anger over racial issues. The dead journalists were white. Activists are hailing a Botswana court ruling that they say sets a precedent to improve access to HIV treatment across southern Africa. On Wednesday, the Botswana Court of Appeal unanimously ruled that the government is required to provide foreign prisoners treatment at government expense. The government had earlier refused to treat them. The court also ordered all foreign inmates to receive the same HIV testing as do prisoners who are citizens. The brother of deceased Taliban leader Mullah Omar is speaking out amid an internal power struggle within the Afghan insurgency. Some senior leaders, led by Omar's family, are challenging the appointment of Mullah Akhtar Mansour as the group's new commander, campaigning to have Omar's brother, Mullah Abdul Manan, named successor instead. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.